It was Booger and who were the other guys that were involved
Booger
in that?
Joe Tessitore.
Joe Tessitore.
Jason Witten.
Jason Witten.
I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, like, I'm flipping on right. Eli and Peyton. But,
right.
But Joe Buck and Aikman are so good that I think, and they feel big time.
Right.
Once you hit to that channel, I'm not changing it. That's just me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That doesn't surprise me at all. We'll go back to the 49ers in just a second, but I do want to ask you this. Since you're talking about the best bet or your worst bet or whatnot, we do Walking Back Wednesdays. We have some bad takes. We have good takes. Sometimes we wish that we didn't press send on a take.
Okay.
When it comes to social media, what is the one thing you all regret when it comes to pressing send?
Oh, no.
Ooh. What is one tweet that you wish you had back? Or maybe it's an Instagram picture.
Mm.
Or maybe it's an IG live like Shannon Sharp.
Oh, boy.
Why? What happened with Shannon Sharp?
Oh. Spadoni, you want to take this
Stop
away?
It.
Wow.
You put
I love
your name
how the
on it.
Television expert was like, Spadoni, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take over, Vontae. Joe Spadoni here, pregame show, 95.7 The Game. So, as you know, we butt dial at times, right, guys?
Right.
Yeah.
But have you ever butt dialed an IG live?
No.
Ever done that in your life?
No.
Well, Shannon Sharp did that. And he was in his bed at the time. And it sounded like he was with someone else. And this IG Live went on for, well, some call it long, some call it short.
Was it Marcus and Richmond log?
I think it was even shorter than that, 11 minutes.
Marcus and Richmond would be
Makes
proud.
Makes me feel better about myself because Shannon's in great shape.
Shannon didn't seem to care. He addressed it last night, by the way.
Just great shape.
He didn't care.
No. should he.
I mean, you know what?
So he was getting it on.
Couldn't see anything. You just audio only. Like it was the bedpost or side of the bed. He put the phone down and it hit IG Live.
Do you think
Live.
He regrets that though?
I honestly, the Q rating's up, right? As well as other things.
Oh my God.
That's why I let Spadoni take it away.
Oh, my God.
That's why I let Spadoni take it away.
Oh, my God. Oh, the goo.
First of all, Shaxi, to your point, I did feel better about myself.
Hell yeah. I was like, bro, that guy he doesn't even have a 10-pack or a 16-pack. That fool you can see every muscle on that guy's body. He is shredded.
I had problems with my endurance.
Bonte, he might be one of the most shredded men on the planet.
I know.
He's unreal, right? Whenever he's on, I want it.
I was on air when, not on air. I was watching Power, and Tariq is sleeping with this girl, one of the villain's daughters. And she goes, that was a cool 8. Next time, can you give me a solid 10? And I was like, man, that'd be like an hour for me, right? I mean, I don't think he regrets it at all. If he addressed it last night with Chad Ochocinco, then it is what it is. But do you regret? I wonder if he's going to ever regret hitting send on that. Like, there's tweets I regret hitting send. One tweet I remember sent to a group thread. I was like, oh, wrong thread. Sorry.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, we have sound from Shannon Sharp addressing this last night on his podcast. Was it Club Shay Shay?
Yeah, yeah.
Alongside Chad Ochocinco.
It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'm getting in. Real talk. Hey, yo.
I'll get it in. Hey, Ocho, I'll get it in. We can't play any of that sound, right? We got to stay away from that.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I'm trying to wrap my head around something that I regret.
Hold on real quick.
Yes.
Do you believe Shannon Sharp may have done that on purpose? How do you butt dial an IG live?
He is like 55.
He knows how to work the internet.
So Michelle has a family member who I love dearly, the sweetest person in the world.
Nightcap, by the way, the name of that.
And she'll post like blurry Instagram photos and stuff. And we kind of have like a running joke that like, you know, she just doesn't know how to work her phone. You know what I mean? And she's very, very smart. She'll post a video that she thinks is a picture of them like, hey, take a smile. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, that was a video, not a picture. So like sometimes technology is just, it gets you. My grandfather butt dials me all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I'm like, Grandpa, are you okay? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you called me and you left a 2-minute message where it sounded like the phone was in your pocket. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. My bad. I must have pocket dialed you. But he's also 88.
Right. Unc is 55, and he's well-versed in social media.
Yeah, but...
You just accidentally IG live? You just happen to just make a mistake?
That's kind of hard to do. There's lots of buttons you have to press. Yeah,
there's a lot of things you got to go through when it goes to IG live.
You got to give a description. Yeah, you got to hit the go live button. I mean, it's a not lot just going a simple on. Touch a button and go.
Look, I almost feel like Shannon Sharp did that on purpose.
Well, I can't speak on that.
I'm starting to think this is intentional.
I mean, we're talking about him, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people listened to his podcast last night, so mission accomplished.
Got some numbers.
You know, now that I think about it, and I've deleted a few tweets. One was a video clapback at someone who will remain unnamed, and I did regret that.
All right.
I was pretty heated.
Yeah.
And upon further reflection, it wasn't a good look.
Yeah. Is there any tweets? There's a lot of tweets I wish I took back. I try to keep it professional for the most part on Twitter, but you know what I regret? Clapping back at the no-name losers on Twitter. The faceless avatars.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I'm clapping back at them. And I told one guy, I said, check my resume, homie. I was a little out of it. I told the dude, he was just saying something. I said, man, check my resume, homie. You clown. And
was it publicly available?
It wasn't, but I was ready to send him a screenshot and list every single thing that I've done in my life. And it was a bad look, though. It's a bad look. But we all regret something. I don't think Unc regrets that. I'm starting to think Unc doesn't regret that.
Well, he's at a status where bad press isn't even that bad.
No, it's not.
Right?
He's actually getting, like, people on YouTube, I'm sure, are like, yeah, Unc. Hell yeah, Unc. Like, they're applauding him.
So the street cred went up.
The street cred went through the roof. Through the roof. Did you see the live comments?
Oh, they were incredible.
They're incredible. And then wasn't there a fake? I thought it was real. But somebody came out and was like, hey, we've been hacked, blah, blah, blah. I thought we were going to go through that whole dog and pony show where I've been hacked on my Twitter account. Somebody hacked me.
Is it a worse look than the Paul Pierce video with the ladies?
See.
Well, there's images there. So, like, this one leads it to the imagination, at least. Because once you have the visual, because Paul Pierce got fired right after that, right? So, like, Shannon's not going to. But had there been, that's...
What was Paul Pierce's image? Was there drugs involved? Were there drugs in it? It was just an overnight dancer, right?
Exactly, which is fine.
And, you know, they were...
single, right?
An overnight dancer. He was
saying things, too.
What's that one song?
Yeah.
What's that one song? And they twerking. Is she twerking? I just bounced out. Anyway, let's just
clean it up, Andre.
I don't even know where to go with this.
There was a song back in the day.
So do you think this is good for him?
Well, ESPN hasn't come out and said anything. I'm sure First Take is discussing it. I'm sure Molly may be uncomfortable today. That's the other thing. Is he on First Take today? And if he did address it on First Take and nothing happened, nothing's going to happen.
You know, Mad Dog questioning him would be just hilarious. Chef's kiss.
Well, like, he didn't do anything wrong. That's the thing. Like, what did he do that was wrong? Seriously. Nothing.
No.
He's not cheating on anyone. He's single. Like, well, I don't understand.
But all these videos of, like, people on Zooms, like, for work, and they're doing dumb things on there. And I see those circulated all the time. They're hilarious.
I think Molly's offer. I don't think they're going to adjust it off for a second.
If I were to label one tweet that should have been deleted in Bay Area sports history, I think the Cassie Bulky tweet that was out there, remember that one?
Oh, yes.
Way back in the day? Yes. I'm going down the barrel here.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no, you guys are barren. It's the Ayesha Curry one that gets brought up The one where they blew the 3-1 lead, and she said it was rigged, and she knew it. Come right. on. That's the all-timer. No, I forgot about that. It's still alive today.
Hey, a lot of people felt like her, though. When LeBron went to the podium after game 4, the Warriors up 3-1, and LeBron was, you just can't call certain people certain. And say, oh, they go pop Draymond. Oh, they go get him.
So hard to take the high road.
What about Jed's tweet on Thanksgiving night? You think he regrets that?
That hit the video board?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to regret that. Sorry, fans, for this performance that we had on Thanksgiving
night. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Undermining Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, jeez.
I actually regret it that night. Speaking of which, that's when I was on my Snapchat days. Snapchat. Uh-huh. Or Snapface, Snapchat. And there was a lot of traffic on the Bay Bridge Thanksgiving night. And I'm in the car, and I went berserk on Snapchat. ripping the 49ers. I regret that. I do regret that. There's a lot of things I regret. What do you guys regret? 888-957-9570. Now's your time to take back one thing. One tweet that you press sent on. One text that you press sent on. One IG live that you press sent on.
The things I usually regret are the things that I say in public settings that upset my wife later on.
Oh,
and she's just ready to kill me on the spot.
Yeah, see, I'm always thinking about the family member, so I watch what I say, Shasky.
Well, I'm always in like, character, you know? Yeah. I'm trying to have fun, and I just always take it too far.
Yeah, take it too far. I got
one
a little worried.
Joke too many.
We start throwing some jokes at Dudley. I was like, oh, we're getting close. You better dial it down.
Yeah, Dudley was ready to, like, strangle me.
Bonte, you think you're working a pregame show this year? Let me make a quick call here. Arson Judge is a good one. 650.
That's a great one.
SMU Mobile text line. Does John Heyman regret the Arson Judge tweet about Arson Judge going to the Giants? Didn't we think he was a Giant for like 30 minutes?
I thought Bryce Harper was a Giant too.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one right there. Fan Fest. What year was that?
I don't know. 2018, 2019.
So
everyone was like, my brother's sister's best friend's cousin knows Bryce Harper's wife.
I get a call from Shasky that morning. Bryce Harper.
I had like 17 people that were telling me that.
David Bruce, get a call. It's going to happen. Bryce is going to happen. I'm hearing. So then I start tapping in, and people are like, yo, they're not far off, dude. So then I start tweeting, this fan base is going to be memorable.
I remember that was I went to FanFest that day. Expect like at any moment, this dude's going to drop. We're all going to go nuts. I'm in the Q&A tent and I'm sitting behind Pavs and John Shea. And so this is like before I was in media. So I barely knew who Pavs was, but I tapped him on the shoulder. It's like, is this going to happen? And he gave me this look like, no. And he looked at me like I'm crazy. Like, no, there's nothing there to that. And then turned back. I'm like, oh. Well, that just depressed me a lot. And boy, was that a harbinger of things to come.
We have to find these tweets. Because I'll never forget it. Because our boy Adam Knopf, shout out to Knopf out there, was tweeting live because he's a Dodger fan. And he like screeched out at all our tweets. It's like, this is just too rich. We're all coming in. Yeah, I got a, when I come in, yeah, I got a source.
Everybody,
it's
going
to be a
sources.
Memorable fan fest. Shasky was first to the time. He may have called the damn show at the
no,
time.
No, I was on the show.
Oh,
it was me and Kolsky.
Oh.
It was a Saturday. I'll never forget it. And Bonte, you were a guest, I believe.
Was I a guest?
I'm hearing what Shasky's hearing. And it was like, we should stop what we're doing. And he's like, this is great radio. Yeah,
I'm calling. You know what, Kolsky? No, it's... Shasky's onto something here. Sources are saying if it doesn't get done today, that he is in the Bay
Area.
Here's
the best part. He's house hunting. That's my favorite. No. I know the real estate agent. You know exactly who told us that, too.
Not only that, my stomach is hurting.
It's the mortuary.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Not going to say anything. You don't got to say that. Not only that, we started retweeting Bryce Harper tweets about him loving the city of San Francisco.
And Bonds.
And we're like, Bryce loves the city. He's always loved the city. He's always wanted to live here. It's a match made in heaven. I got to find those tweets, man. Oh, it was unbelievable. And we all wore it. We all
he like never even considered the Giants. It was just to raise the money up for Philly. Oh, give me that 13th year. I may go to the Giants.
What did he do? He went on that podcast with Dallas Brayton. Is like, yeah, they were kind of done. So I looked at that situation and said, yeah, they're a few years away.
We're going to do it again to ourselves this offseason, aren't we?
Oh, man. Something about, how about this admission? This is accountability, Shasky.
What's that?
650, Xfinity Mobile text line. Bonte, I regret not listening to you about the Giants. You were right, and I'm sorry if I sent any mean tweets. Hey. It's all good. It's all good. I accept the apology.
Here's
now, how mean were those tweets or texts?
We all have sports opinions that don't age well. That's part of being a sports fan, right? Like,
yep.
You know,
it
like,
happens.
Did Bill Walsh bat 1,000?
No, not even close.
You know, Belichick, Bruce Bochy, you know, I mean, show me a great coach or any great sports mind. I'll show you a few failures.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. It does take, a big human being to be able to admit where you were wrong. Like, I thought Colin Kaepernick was going to the Hall of Fame. Me and Chris Mortensen and Ed Werder. And we were all wrong.
And Bonte Hill.
I mean, jeez.
Andrew Filippone, does he regret the IUK stuff?
100% he does.
I tell you what I regret on the show. Playing the breaking news sounder.
Oh boy.
It bothers me. Hey, you know what? I say I was right about this. Blake Snell's second half of the season. I told everybody to be patient about Blake Snell. That's one thing I got
Yay!
Right. Wow. I'm batting 100 now.
You're on the interstate.
I feel like the San Francisco Giants 100% regret the City Connect jerseys.
No, they made a lot of money off of those.
Maybe.
They won a lot of games in those, too.
Oh, stop.
Bellinger So High moment happened in the City Connect.
Thank God.
It's the open of the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. It's a seminal moment in Giants history.
Oh, man. You are listening to 95.7.